Today, the church celebrates the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage today comes to us from Matthew, chapter 22, verses 15 to 21. The Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. And you are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Knowing their malice, Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax." Then they handed him the Roman coin. He said to them, "Whose image is this and whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." At that, he said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today's Gospel reading contains a crucial message for every Christian. Jesus clarifies that we possess dual citizenship. We are citizens of two worlds, citizens of the earth and citizens of heaven. Because of our dual citizenship, we have responsibilities toward both worlds, toward God and toward Caesar, to use Jesus' term. As citizens of earth and citizens of heaven, we must elect people who promote our ideals and fight for what is just and proper. We're responsible for working with our leaders to help them fulfill their responsibilities so that justice, peace, and prosperity might be a part of our secular world. What happens if our dual citizenship leads us into an open conflict between God and country? We hope this will never happen, but if it does, it must resolve the conflict in a way that does not compromise our primary responsibility to God. Christians have had to do this throughout history. They did it in Roman times when thousands of Christians accepted death rather than worship the emperor. They did it in the 17th century when thousands of European Christians fled to America to practice their faith. And they're still doing it now. Franz Jägerstätter was an Austrian peasant, a husband and father of three young children in the 1930s. He vehemently opposed Adolf Hitler as he rose to power. When Hitler marched into Austria and held a phony vote to show that the people backed him, Franz was the only person in his small village who didn't vote for Hitler. When war broke out in 1939, Franz refused to fight in Hitler's army. He even refused non-combatant service because his opposition to everything Hitler stood for was so strong. Finally, on August 2nd of 1943, the military arrested and executed him. Franz Jägerstätter had two obligations, one to God and one to his country. When they conflicted in his own conscience, he chose to remain faithful to his primary obligation, that is, to God. This is sometimes difficult to do, for following our conscience and God's ways may not be popular and may have consequences in this life that are not to our liking. In faith, though, we know that the life to follow is forever, and that the rewards of this life are nothing compared to those in the life to follow.